Good afternoon. This is Akashwani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaffirms India's commitment to achieve green development, inaugurates Reinvest 2024 meet at Gandhinagar in Gujarat. Campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir to conclude this evening. President Draupadi Murmu to inaugurate 8th India Water Week 2024 tomorrow in New Delhi. 40 countries to participate from across the world. Benchmark equity indices hit fresh all-time highs in early trade. And in hockey, unbeaten India to face South Korea in semi-finals of Asian Champions Trophy 2024 in Ulaanbaatar, China. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reaffirmed India's commitment to achieving green development and net zero targets. He was addressing the gathering after inaugurating the 4th Reinvest Global Renewable Energy Meet. Prime Minister Modi also dedicated to the nation the PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar today. The Prime Minister said that despite being a developing country, India has achieved its climate commitments set in Paris 9 years ahead of the target.
Bharat G20 mein pehla aisa desh hai jisne Paris mein tay climate commitments ko deadline se 9 saal pehle pura kar diya aur G20 deshon ke samuh mein hum akele hain jisne karke dikhaya hai. Jo developed nation nahi kar paye wo ek developing nation ne duniya ko karke dikhaya hai.
The Prime Minister also stressed on the ample job and skill opportunities lying in the renewable energy sector for youths. Mr. Modi said the pro-climate principle is a core part of India's commitment, which includes promoting mission life and a circular economy approach. He also unveiled the plans of his government to develop 17 cities in the country as solar cities.
And I am happy that up to now, Ayodhya ke aneko suvidhaon aur gharon ko solar energy se jod chuke. Ayodhya mein badi sankhya mein solar street lights, solar chaurahe, solar boards, solar water ATM aur solar building dekhi ja sakti. Humne Bharat mein aise 17 shaharon ki pehchan ki hai jise hum isi prakar solar city ke taur par viksit karna chahte hain.
The Prime Minister urged all the stakeholders and global representatives to invest in India's ever-emerging green energy sector. Addressing the gathering, Union Minister of New and Renewable Energy, Prahlad Joshi, highlighted India's significant stride in clean energy sector. He said India has recorded 86% growth in this sector. The 4th Reinvest Global Renewable Energy Meet and Expo has been organized by the Union Ministry of New and Renewable Energy. The meet will highlight India's impressive progress in renewable energy manufacturing and deployment. Earlier today, the Prime Minister interacted with the beneficiaries of PM Surya Ghar Mufti Bijli Yojana in Gandhinagar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will flag off the second phase of Ahmedabad Metro from Sector 1 Metro Station in Gandhinagar in a short while. The PM will also take a metro ride from Sector 1 to the Gift City. This extended line will connect Ahmedabad to Gandhinagar and the Gift City. Later in the day, the PM is scheduled to inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth more than 8,000 crore rupees at GMDC ground in Ahmedabad today. The Prime Minister will flag off country's first Vande Bharat metro train between Ahmedabad and Bhuj and several other Vande Bharat trains. The Prime Minister will also sanction more than 30,000 houses under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen and release the first installment for these homes as well as launch the construction of houses under the PM Awas Yojana scheme.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lay the foundation stone for several key projects including the quadrupling of Samkhyali Gandhidham and Gandhidham Adipur railway lines and development of iconic roads and bridges in Ahmedabad. Prime Minister will also virtually inaugurate 35 megawatt BESS solar PV project at Kutch Lignite Thermal Power Station in Kutch and 220 kilowatt substations at Morbi and Rajkot. PM will also flag off India's first Vande Bharat metro train from Bhuj to Ahmedabad. This will be the fully unreserved metro train. Aparna Khund, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the 8th India Water Week 2024 at Bharat Mandapam in Delhi tomorrow. During the four-day event, around 4,000 delegates, including 200 from 40 foreign countries, will participate. More than 100 exhibitors and startups will showcase their ideas in the water sector during the exhibition. Addressing a curtain raiser press conference in New Delhi, Secretary Ministry of Jal Shakti, Debashree Mukherjee said, a good water management will accelerate the economic growth of the country. Ms. Debashree Mukherjee said, the event will serve as a global platform to elicit ideas and opinions from global level decision makers, innovators and stakeholders in the field of water resources from across the world. Ms. Mukherjee said, the theme of this event is Partnership and Cooperation for Inclusive Water Development and Management.
The theme of the 8th edition of the India Water Week is Partnerships and Cooperation for Inclusive Water Development and Management. The theme underscores a fundamental truth that achieving sustainable water management cannot be done by governments alone. We need everybody. Water needs to be everybody's business, as the Honorable Prime Minister always says.
The campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir will end today. 24 assembly constituencies spread over 7 districts will go to polls in this phase on the 18th of this month. These districts are Doda, Kishtwar, Ramban, Anantnag, Pulwama, Kulgam and Shopian. Our correspondent reports that during Friday's scrutiny, nominations of 37 candidates were rejected from among the hopefuls in 40 constituencies. During the scrutiny, 449 candidatures were found valid. The polling for second and third phase will be held on the 25th of September and 1st of October. The results will be declared on 8th October. Jammu and Kashmir Assembly has 90 seats, including 74 general seats, 7 reserved for scheduled castes and 9 for scheduled tribes. The election campaign has picked up pace for the single-phase assembly polls in Haryana. Voting for the 90-member state assembly will be held on the 5th of October. Interacting with the media in Karnal yesterday, Haryana election in charge and BJP leader Dharmendra Pradhan said the BJP government in the state worked in the interest of farmers, women and youth during the last 10 years. The Central Board of Film Certification, CBFC, today announced the successful deployment of the Accessibility Standards module in E-Cine Praman in line with the scheduled timeline of September 15. The Ministry of Information and Broadcasting had issued guidelines in March 2024 for accessibility standards in the public exhibition of feature films in cinema theatres for persons with hearing and visual impairments. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi conveyed their greetings on the occasion of Milad-un-Nabi. In her message, President Murmu said, the Prophet inspired everyone to strengthen the feelings of love and brotherhood, and stressed on equality and harmony in society. The President urged the people to imbibe the teachings of the Holy Quran and resolve to build a peaceful society. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar asked the people to remember Prophet Hazrat Muhammad's ideals of compassion, justice and humility by integrating them into their daily lives. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed hope that harmony and togetherness will always prevail and there be joy and prosperity all around. Eid Milad-un-Nabi, the birthday of Prophet Muhammad, is being celebrated with religious fervor in various parts of the country today. The India Meteorological Department has issued a warning for extremely heavy rainfall in Jharkhand today. Speaking to Akashwani News, IMD scientist R.K. Jainamani said that heavy to very heavy rainfall is also likely over Gangetic, West Bengal, North Chhattisgarh and North Odisha. He said that the deep depression over Gangetic West Bengal is still moving slowly towards the west-northwest area.
The update from IMD, first is the deep depression over Gangetic West Bengal. It is still moving slowly towards west-northwest, and now it is almost, we take Jamshedpur, it is just 60 kilometers east-northeast of Jamshedpur. The system will reach to Jharkhand in next 12 hours. And our warning is mainly the heavy to very heavy, extremely heavy over Jharkhand, and then very heavy over North Chhattisgarh, Mayurbhanj district of Odisha, and western part of GWB and northeast MP for today, and then for tomorrow as the system will further move west, the rainfall will increase over northern parts of MP and southern parts of Uttar Pradesh.
In some international news, flooding in Europe has claimed 8 lives as heavy rains from Storm Boris battered the central and eastern regions of the continent. In Romania, the floods has claimed 6 lives. In Austria, a fireman died while responding to the floods. And in Poland, one person drowned in the southwestern part of the country. Forecasters have warned of more rain and strong winds until at least today. Meanwhile, Typhoon Bibinka, the strongest storm to hit Shanghai in 70 years, made landfall this morning. Chinese state media reports that flights were cancelled, highways closed, and coastal residents evacuated as the city faced strong winds and heavy rain. Today is International Day for the Preservation of the Ozone Layer. It is observed every year on the 16th of September to celebrate the achievements of ozone preservation till date and also look to the future for deeper and faster action under the Montreal Protocol. The theme for this year is Montreal Protocol, Advancing Climate Actions. In the U.S., the Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has been rushed to safety after an apparent assassination attempt at his Florida golf course yesterday. The Secret Service said it opened fire on a gunman at Trump's golf resort in Florida, and a potential suspect is in custody. The incident comes 2 months after a gunman attempted to assassinate Mr. Trump at a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, striking his ear. Benchmark Indian equity indices hit fresh all-time highs in today's early trade as investors anticipated a rate cut by the U.S. Federal Reserve, which further fueled positive market sentiment. The 30-share BSE Sensex rose 293 points to hit a new fresh peak of 83,184 points, while NSE Nifty also jumped 90 points to hit a new fresh high of 25,446 points. However, profit-taking at higher levels caused the indices to trade flat in the afternoon session. On to sports, Inter will face South Korea at the Asian Champions Trophy 2024 semi-final in Ulaanbaatar, China this afternoon. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. IST. India is the only unbeaten team in the tournament, having defeated China 3-0, Japan 5-1, Malaysia 8-1, Korea 3-1, and Pakistan 2-1. The reigning Asian Games gold medalist is upbeat ahead of the Korea clash. In a bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, at 9:30 p.m. tonight, we will bring an insightful discussion on government's initiatives to ensure Swachh Bharat under Swachhata Hi Seva campaign. We will be joined in our studio by Jitendra Srivastav, Joint Secretary and Mission Director, Swachh Bharat Mission, Ministry of Jal Shakti, and Anita Meena, Director, Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs. During the program, listeners will have the opportunity to pose questions to our experts about various aspects of the campaign, such as public participation in cleanliness efforts and initiatives for sanitation workers. To participate, simply dial the telephone numbers 011-2342-1050 and 011-2331-4444 at 9:30 p.m. onwards tonight. Alternatively, you can also send your queries via WhatsApp to the number 928-909-4044. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaffirms India's commitment to achieve green development, inaugurates Reinvest 2024 meet at Gandhinagar in Gujarat. Campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir to conclude this evening. President Draupadi Murmu to inaugurate 8th India Water Week 2024 tomorrow in New Delhi. 40 countries to participate from across the world. benchmark equity indices hit fresh all-time highs in early trade. And in hockey, unbeaten India to face South Korea in semifinals of Asian Champions Trophy 2024 in Ulaanbaatar, China. And with that, we end the midday news.